The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
The way of Torah, a life of Avodas Hashem. And the method, the arena in which a Jew functions and lives his life is not one of asceticism, of removal, of self-denial, of depriving oneself of the pleasures, the material pleasures of this world. Rather, we are enjoined to come down to this world, partake of it, enjoy it, be in it, but not of it. And we need to keep this in mind as we proceed through our daily lives. Those aspects, the activities, the endeavors of our existence, which one may consider reshus, voluntary, not a mitzvah, not an avera, in the gray zone. Those things that are okay, it's our free time. We're off. We're not doing averus, we're not doing mitzvahs, we're just living. And Chovas HaLevavos shatters this misconception in his Shar Avodas HaElokim, Perek Dalel. He writes that ultimately, those things, those indulgences, which one allows himself, that are necessary for his upkeep, that are required and essential for his physical and emotional well-being, those are mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into this world to serve Him, to be Oved Hashem, to maintain good health, to keep ourselves in shape. And those endeavors, those activities that one finds himself doing are mitzvahs. And on the other hand, if one indulges beyond the point which is necessary, then he's not engaged in a mitzvah. He's becoming more materialistic, more crass, more physical, corporeal. He's negating his neshama. And that is tantamount to an avera. It may not be explicitly in violation of one of the taryag mitzvahs, but it certainly goes against the grain, against the spirit for which we were put into this world. And says the Chovas HaLevavos, ultimately everything is either an avera or a mitzvah. And when one lives his life that way, he realizes that even divrei reshus have to be done with attention and with a focus. So let us begin the discussion of how to live everyday life and engage in mundane activities as set out for us by the Rishonim, the Tur, followed by the Shulchan Aruch, and summarized here in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Klal Lamed Aleph. Amru Rabbi Seinu Zichronim Levracha. Chazal tell us, Eizohi Parsha Ktana, Shekol Gufei Torah Tfuyin Ba. What is a short passage that the entire body of Torah, everything else in Torah hinges on this? Bechol Drachecha Da'eyu. The Pasuk says in Mishlei that we should know Him, referring to Hashem, in all your ways. One has to be aware and cognizant of the Rebbeinu Shalom in all endeavors. Pirush, Shafilu Bidrachecha Shata Oisil Atzarech Gufcha. Even in the paths that one follows for the sake of his physical needs, Daes Hashem Vaaseis Advarim Lashmo Yisbarach. Nevertheless, he must know God and carry out these functions for the sake of Hashem. Kigoin, for example, Achila Ashtia, eating or drinking, Halicha Hayeshiva Hashchiva Hakima. Walking, sitting, laying, getting up. Hatashmish, v'hasicha, intimate relations or conversation. Kol tzarchi gufcha, all the needs of one's body, yu kulom la'avodas baracha, should all be channeled and directed towards the service of the Rebbeinu Shloim, oyle dobar ha'goyrim la'avodas, or towards something which will facilitate and enable a better and improved Avodas Hashem. B'chol drachecha da'eyu on a deeper level connotes connection to Hashem, not only knowledge, but das in the Torah alludes to connection, as the pasuk tells us regarding Adam and Chava. Vayeda Adam es Chava ishtoi. Chochma bina v'das. The das is the third level, the highest level, the one that implies a connection, a zoning in, and a deep understanding, and being part of something. And b'chodrochecha de'eyu would then imply that one has to bring Hashem into his physical endeavors, into his eating, into his drinking, and even into matters of kedusha, intimacy. That's certainly a makim for Ashras Hashchina, as the Gemara tells us, Ish v'isha zachu shchina b'neihem. It's referred to as kedusha, and with all other endeavors, of course, there are kavanis and myriad levels of kavanis and tzaddikim nuar to be mechavein with their achila to be masakein. But even for us, the Reb Chaim Volozhin writes that if one eats with a kavana to be mekayim his guf, as the kitzur will speak out soon, and he eats the right amount for the right reasons, he's bringing a carbon, his shulchan, his domitam, his beach, and he's bringing a carbon to the Rabbanu Shalom. And one can elevate his eating with just a little bit of kavana and turn it into a mitzvah gedola. This applies to many endeavors. If Shimshon Pinkus points out in his renowned Sha'arim B'Tfila that very often we are engaged in acts of earning a livelihood, we're involved in various endeavors as part of making a living, or hobbies, things we do, and more often than not, we're doing a tremendous chesed. A store owner is engaged in chesed while providing his customers with food, with whatever product they may need. An orchestra playing at a wedding is enhancing the wedding, is being mesameach chasan v'kala, is doing a tremendous chesed to all in attendance. And so on and so forth. A bus driver, and a garbage collector, and a phone operator, they're all involved in chesed. And if they would but pause to think and contemplate that what we're doing is a mitzvah, and that at least partially we are doing this for the sake of the Rabbanu Shalom, we want to help our fellow Jew, we want to be able to make life easier for others and enhance and improve and give, that will easily convert what otherwise would be a mundane act, just a regular, simple, plain thing, into a tremendous mitzvah. It is said about the Baruch Ber Lavovich, the Rosh Hashiva in Kamenitz, that when he was 6 years old, his father smacked him, and he started crying, and he immediately picked up a sitter and started saying to him, and when asked, why are you davening all of a sudden? And he said, well, I'm crying anyways. I may as well use it for the Rabbanu Shalom. And this idea is all pervasive and so common. B'chol drachecha da'ehu, says the Kitzur in Ois Beis. Achilo ushtia ketzad. How should one go about eating and drinking? Ein tzarech loymar shelo yoichal v'yishte dvarim asurim chas v'shalom. There's no need to point out that one should not eat or drink prohibited foods. Elagam b'dvarim amutarim, rather even with regard to permitted foods, v'hayotzame v'raev, if one was hungry or thirsty, im ochal v'shasa lahana asai, if one ate or drank for one's own benefit, einay meshubach, this is not commendable. Elo yiskavein ba'achilasai ushtiyasai sheyeh le'koyach la'avodas habayrei. Rather, one should intend through one's eating and drinking that he will have the strength to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. And as a Rebbe once told us, Chassidim, you're in the chalent. The eating on Shabbos should be done for Oinig Shabbos, but alas, it is often done for Oinig Haboich, for one's own personal pleasure. As another Rebbe told this chassid, you see, you make a bracha so you could eat an apple. I eat an apple so that I could make a bracha. And often when one engages in achilo shtia, he loses himself. You can see people at a smorgasbord, dignified, respected, successful individuals pushing for a piece of turkey or another roll of sushi. And one, if one doesn't guard himself, he could descend and degrade to a achila that's animalistic and purely physical. And when, if one has in mind while he eats, his achila is elevated. Lefichach, lo yoichal kol she'achich mis'ave lo kekelav achamor. Rather, one should intend and while he's eating that he wants this food to sustain him, and therefore should not eat anything which appeals to the palate the way a dog or a donkey would eat. Ela yoichal dvarim hamoilim v'toivim l'briyas haguf. Rather, he should eat those foods that are helpful and good to the body's health. V'yesh anshi maisa, that are righteous individuals, shekoidim achila, before eating, say the following. Oimrim, hinani roitza lecho v'lishtois, I want to eat and drink, kadei she'eya bari v'chazok l'avoidas habaris barach shmoy, so that I could be healthy and strong for the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We live in a society that tells us bigger is better. If you have a double deluxe super size burger, then that's good. Much is great, is better. And that's the attitude of Esav. Esav tells Yaakov, Yeshli Rav, I have much. Esav is always expanding. The cross points in four directions. Esav was represented by 11 alufim, 11 princes of Esav in Parshas Vayishlach. 11 implies, points out to Moshe Shapiro, one step beyond Shlemus. Shlemus is represented by 10. That's a complete unit. That's a whole. That's a minion. And Esav would always expand beyond that. Esav wants 11. Esav wants more. Yaakov, on the other hand, Yaakov says, Yesh li kol. I have enough. I have what I need. I've eaten my fill. I don't look forward to be hungry so that I could gorge myself at the next meal. That's the shlemus of Yaakov Avinu. And that's something we want to aspire to. The Rebbe Tzinnel Yashiv Aleha Shalom used to wake up every morning at 3 a.m. to pour a tea for her saintly husband, Rebbe Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And some family members suggested that she and buy a hot water device, an urn, whereby the water would remain hot through the night and she would not have to wake up at 3 in the morning. And she refused until one day, unbeknownst to her, a relative or friend went out and installed this implement in her kitchen. And when she came into the kitchen, she sighed and exclaimed, "Oy, maestros, luxuries. What do I need this for? Yeshli kol." There's a story here in Baltimore. A mother sat down with her daughter one evening to look through a Chinese auction brochure that had been mailed to them by a local yeshiva as a fundraiser. And they were looking through the brochure and then decided to send in a donation. The yeshiva received the envelope from this family, and inside was a letter saying, "We looked through your lovely booklet and we decided that we don't really need anything that you're offering in your brochure. We just have no use for it, have no need for it at the moment. but please, here's a donation for the yeshiva. Yesh li kol. I have what I need. And this is something to keep in mind while we eat. Rabbi Victor Miller had the hanhaga, which he practiced for decades, that and every meal, before he began eating, he would simply turn over the utensil, the spoon or the fork. He would just turn it over as a way of exerting self-control. And perhaps it's a useful tool in remembering ultimately why I'm eating, or at least why I should be wanting to eat. Continues the Kitzur in Gimel. Hayeshiva v'hakima v'hahalicha ketzad. How does this apply with regard to sitting, getting up, and walking? Ein tzarech loymar shalo yeshev b'moshav leitzim. It is unnecessary to say that one should not sit among jesters, scoffers, frivolous, light-headed individuals, v'shalo lamed b'derech hatoyim, or stand in the manner of sinners, v'shalo leilech b'atas rashoyim, or follow the counsel of the wicked, el afilu leishev b'stoyd yishorim, rather even when one sits in the forum of the upright, of the righteous, v'lamed b'mokim tzadikim, and he's amongst saintly individuals, v'leilech b'atzas tamimim, and follows the advice of the sincere, im osto lahanas atzmoy, if he did so for his own benefit, lahashlim cheftzoy v'tavosoy, to satisfy his own desires or wants, ein ze mishubach, this is not praiseworthy, elayas elashim shamayim, rather he should do so for the sake of heaven. So if he finds himself and yearns for good company, wants to spend time and be found amongst good individuals, but he should not do so to garner honor or acclaim, to draw attention to himself. Rather, he should do so for the sake of heaven. Even if he cannot intend to do it only for the sake of heaven, nevertheless, he should not refrain from engaging in these activities and looking for these opportunities, because by doing so, one will come eventually to doing things for the sake of the Rabbanu Shalom, even if he begins doing them not for his sake. The Chazal tell us, La'olam yasek adam b'torah u'b'mitzvus, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvahs, afilu shelo lishma, of course not in a way which is hurtful or detrimental or in a way where he's trying to be misgoya, Rishonim point out, or he's doing this to boast. But even if he does it for financial reimbursement, if he does it for reasons other than perfect sincerity, shem shamayim, nevertheless, it is recommended and commendable that he do it that way, kimitel shelo lishma yavo lishma. And Reb Chaim Volozhin adds 2 points regarding that statement of Chazal. And firstly, is that la'olam yasek adam shelo lishma. There is no other way to arrive at fulfilling mitzvahs and living life lishma. The only way to get there is by beginning with shelo lishma. That's point number one. And the second idea is that even while engaging in shelo lishma, la'olam yasek adam b'torah shelo lishma, but with the intention, he should have the mindset that he's doing this to eventually come lishma. And if one keeps that in mind as he's engaged in mitzvah shelo lishma, he is assured that be'ezer Hashem he will arrive at that coveted level of lishma. Shchiva ketzad. How should one lie? How should one sleep? Certainly, when one has the opportunity to study Torah and observe mitzvahs, although one may be tempted to go to sleep for one's own pleasure, she'ena roi laziskin, it is not fitting to do this. The Kutzke Rebbe once exclaimed, if we sleep in this world, what are we going to do in the grave? Ela filu bizman shehu yogeya, rather, even when one is tired, v'tzorich lishan kedei lanuach miyigiyosay, and he must sleep to rest from his weariness, im osalana azgufa yeinu mishubach. If he did this for his own personal physical enjoyment, it is not praiseworthy. El yiskave lasei shena ba'leinu. Rather, he should intend to give sleep to his eyes, to get some shut eye, ula gufay menucha letzarech priyas gufay, and to refresh himself, to give his body rest for the sake of his health. The shaloiti torav date bataran as well, so that he should not become confused. He should have a clear mind. He should be able to think clearly in learning. Machmas manias hashena. If he deprives himself of sleep, he will not be able to think and function properly. And that is what he one should have in mind when sleeping. Tashmish Ketzad, how should one go about intimacy? Ein tzorech loyimar shelo yaver avera chas v'shalom. No need to point out that he should not transgress the halachas of nida and other halachas of tznius. Ela afilu ba'ayna hamura b'torah, even at a time for relations prescribed in the Torah, im osalana azgufa, if he did it for the sake of his physical pleasure, oy lahashtum ta'avaser, or to satisfy his desire and raise him a guna, this is considered coarse and improper. Va'afilu im niskave k'deshayu leibonim, and even if he intended to have children, she yashamshu oisoi, who will assist him, v'yimalu makoima, and inherit his position, eina mishubach, is not praiseworthy either. Elo yiskaven, alternatively, one should intend to have children. To bring neshamas into this world who will serve his creator, or that one intends to engage in relations for his physical well-being, and to fulfill one's marital duties as a person who pays a debt. So that if a person wants to bring children into this world, it should not be to serve him, just to have a large family, but to have a large family through which he could mekadesh shem shamayim, through which there will be more avodas Hashem and more nachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. And these are kavanas that one should attempt to have in mind, even and during activities that would seem most physical and most crass, but those very activities could be elevated to the highest levels. Hasicha Ketzad, how does this concept of B'chor Ruchecha De'eyu apply to conversation? Ein tzorech loyma l'sapa l'shen hara o'erechilus v'leitzonus v'nivlus bechas v'sholim. It is unnecessary to say that one should not slander, gossip, joke around needlessly, or use coarse expressions. Chas v'sholim. Ela afilu l'saper b'divrei chachamim. Even when talks about words of wisdom or relates the sayings of Chazal, tzorich shetehei kavanosa la'avedas ha'borei, one's intention should be for the service of his creator, l'davar ha'mevi la'avedasoi, or things which bring to that service. So even when schmoozing, one should attempt to use his words and use his time in a way which services Hashem. Sometimes a person needs to talk, he needs to socialize for his physical well-being, and when doing so, he could also have in mind that I'm doing this to maintain my health, to maintain my sanity, to refresh my mind, so that I could be invigorated in the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chein k'shehu oisek b'masa u'mata, when one is involved in commerce, ay b'malacha le'histakabor, he's working to earn money, Lo yehebe libo likvitz mami levad, his intention not be to amass money alone. Ela yasek de shehir lo lefarnes bnei beisai. Rather, it should be done to maintain one's family. The loses stoko legadil banov l'talmud Torah. To give charity and to be able to afford tuition, to be able to afford the right Torah teaching for his children. That was the dream of every working man. Our ancestors toiled, spent their life from morning to night, sometimes in hard, difficult labor, only so that they could afford to pay tuition, and their consolation was that they'll be able to send their children to yeshivas. So when one amasses wealth to get lost in the pursuit of to make a living, or machen aleben, one of the Slonim Rebbes said, I'm scared to move to America because the concept of machen aleben, of just making a living, of living the American dream for its own sake, is treif. And he refused to move to America, not because of the challenges of Chol Shabbos or Kashrus, but the idea, the spirit in the air of making a living, of living up the American dream, that's what frightened him most. And that's what should frighten us. And one can lose himself in the pursuit of pleasures, in the pursuit of things, of assets, that make him lose sight and cool down his yearning for growth, his yearning for ruchnius, his she'ifa, his aspiration for dveikus to the Rabbanu Shalom, are watered down and stilted and stifled by indulgence in gashmius. It is said, Chazal tell us about Avraham Avinu, that after leaving Mitzrayim, upon returning to Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu stayed at the same inns, slept in the same hotel or motels that he had stayed at when he went down to Mitzrayim. And what is the significance of this? So it has been explained that Avraham Avinu wanted to point out to himself, to others, to his followers, that although he's in a much better financial situation, he had left Mitzrayim with enormous riches and gifts given to him by Paro, and he could afford better. But this is good enough for me. This is what I need. I don't need more. The Yeshiva Shalom would tell us Chassidim, you know, when you're home, you want to set up a real Yiddish Shtub, a Chassidish Shtub. Make sure not to buy the best. You don't need the latest, sleekest gadget or model of whatever item it may be. You don't need the best. And perhaps that's merumas in the pasuk. B'chol ma'oidcha. Give up your ma'oid, that which you would like best. Chazal darshan it as referring to mammon. But then perhaps the ma'oidcha is saying that you would like your money to be stretched to the limit and to be able to purchase the best and the finest and the latest, and have the most convenience and luxury. But b'chol ma'oidcha, one may give up that ma'od. A visitor once came to the Chafetz Chaim's home, and he looked around at the bare bones furniture, the dilapidated, almost shack-like house that the Chafetz Chaim resided in, and he, with a look of horror on his face, asked the Chafetz Chaim, "Where's your furniture?" And Chafetz Chaim gently turned to the visitor and asked him, "And my dear guest, where is your furniture?" And the guest responded, "Well, I don't live here. I'm traveling from the big city. I have a beautiful mansion back home with full of beautiful, tasteful furniture. So certainly I'm not going to bring it with me when I travel." And the Chafetz Chaim says, "I'm also traveling. I'm traveling through this world. My furniture is back home where it counts, where it's really needed." And one stays focused, He can be mekayim b'chol drachecha da'ehu while doing business and be mekadish shem shamayim. Klola shel davar chayav adam losum eino v'liboy al drachav. In general, a person should think about one's behavior and weigh his deeds with his intellect. When he sees that a particular endeavor or activity will bring him closer to the service of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yisale, he should be elevated. Yaseyu, he should involve himself in it. V'imlav lo yaseyu. And one who lives this way, Nimtza Ovid is Bayra Kol Yomai, will be serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam all his days. Afilu b'shas shivtoi v'kumoi v'hiluchoi b'shas masoi matonoi, through every position, every state that he finds himself sitting or walking, rising, b'shas masoi matonoi, and while engaged in commerce. V'afilu b'achilosoi yishtiyosoi, afilu b'tashmishoi b'chol trachov, even while eating or drinking or being engaged in intimacy or in any other physical need. V'chol inyan ze tzivur abiseinu zichonim levracha v'omru, and this concept was summed up by Chazal when they said, and this is halacha that's codified in Shulchan Aruch and is not only for pious individuals. This is halacha psuka and arachayim reish laman aleph, v'kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. All your deeds should be for the sake of heaven. Ubaderech hazeh, and in this context, Zokaf Rabbeinu HaKadosh Itzvaos of Lamala, Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yudah Anasi, known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh, right before his passing, Gemara in Ksubas tells us that Rebbe raised his fingers upward, B'shas Misosai, V'omar, Golu V'yadua L'fanecha, it is known and revealed to you before you, Rabbeinu Shalom, Shaloi Ne'nesi Mehem, Ela L'Shem Shemayim, that I received pleasure from the fingers and from the physical toil. Anything which he enjoyed was L'Shem Shemayim. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a wealthy person. He was the prince, the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. Gemara tells us he was Zeichel L'Shtei Shulchana, Yisterah Gdula B'makam Echad. But even though he did enjoy, and he lived perhaps in a certain higher standard of physical living, nevertheless, it was done L'Shem Shemayim. The Maseilas Yesharim in Perek Chavav says that this comes with toil and effort, the level of living L'Shem Shemayim. But he says, Tchilasa Hishtadlus, it takes effort, V'Seifa Matana, but eventually when a person puts in enough effort, he will be able to live his life truly L'Shem Shemayim.